the prisoners already had the right to clemency by the president in terms of Section 112 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. So we didn't go to fight something that is already in the Constitution. What we went to argue, and what I argued was that life doesn't mean life. A prisoner who has been sentenced to life has got the rights of parole. There must be an independent body other than the executive, which considers whether this person has been corrected, this person has been rehabilitated, and if he has been corrected or rehabilitated, he should go out. So we were arguing that, contrary to the provisions of the Prisons Act, life prisoners have got a right to parole. And the parole is a process where a prisoner sentenced who may have done terrible things has got a right of an independent adjudication, whether or not he deserves to get out of the prison because he's reformed. And the basis of my argument is that we have moved away from sentencing as a means of retribution, as a means of punishment, as a means of an eye for an eye. The purpose of sentencing now should be to rehabilitate and to correct. That's why the new constitution speaks of prisons on correctional services. Unlike the past where we were guided by what in Latin is called the lex talionis, an eye for an eye. So when you move to rehabilitation and reconciliation and accept that any person can commit a crime, then the purpose is to make that prisoner a better person. And if that prisoner shows that and proves before an independent court that he is now a better person, he has been corrected, he has been rehabilitated, he surely deserves a second chance. So the Constitutional Court today confirmed that life doesn't mean life. If you are on good behavior and if you have been rehabilitated and if it's shown that you have corrected yourself, then you deserve a second chance. And to that extent, it becomes a very important judgment which protects the right to human dignity, which protects the right of individuals not to be subjected to cruel, torturous, and degrading treatment. So I'm very privileged to have been part of this constitutional application. And I want to assure that I will continue fighting these very important human rights cases in order to give a life to our constitution, because so many people died for that constitution who are no longer with us.
When is this ruling expected to be effective?
The court in its disposition directed that the government and parliament must amend the Prisons Act in the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act. However, they directed that even before these laws are amended, the parole board should sit and determine these applications by prisoners who have been long in jail. So if you take Obadiah Makoni, for instance, Obadiah Makoni committed a crime in 1995 when he was 17. He killed his girlfriend when they were very young. So because of his age, he wasn't sentenced to death, but he has already served more than 21 years. I've been to see him several times in prison. You cannot come across a better gentleman than Obadiah Makoni. He, in prison, prisoners are given a rank of good behavior. So the highest rank of good behavior is called a red chevron. And when you are given a red chevron, you are free to roam around. You are treated as staff. This man is not in any jail. He sleeps on a bed. He supervises other prisoners. And when I was talking to him, he was saying, look, Mr. Biti, I've been saved and I would like to come out of prison so that I can go and talk to young people about the dangers of crime and talk to young people about keeping away from crime. So surely that man has been rehabilitated and he deserves a second bite, a second chunk of life. And the prison authorities don't disagree that he's a good and rehabilitated prison. And fortunately, the Constitutional Court agree with that. And as a matter of fact, Baba Junga, there are thousands of prisoners like Obadiah Makoni. Zimbabwe, unlike America and many developed countries, we rarely do we have those kind of hardcore serial criminal, the kind of guys like Chidumo who enjoy committing crime. Most of the people who are committing crime in Zimbabwe, it's crimes of poverty, it's crimes of necessity, or it's crimes of passion, or it's just accidental crimes. So these people don't engage in premeditation, don't engage in sophisticated crimes. So surely they deserve a second chance. And that is the essence of the ruling by Justice Patel and 8 other judges this morning in the Constitutional Court of Zimbabwe.